Hello everyone, this is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I would like to take this time and inform you that this podcast contains some suggestive material and situations. Suggestive material includes moments in which we use words such as and or please be aware that such moments may be present in this podcast. Thusly, listener discretion is advised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic day and enjoy the podcast. And I'm still here. Sit down, listeners. Let's have a talk. It's come to our attention here at the Zelda Working Title Podcast that we're not receiving many emails from you. And this makes us sad. Week after week, we kindly extend our arms out to you listeners and ask your opinions about our topics. Query your minds for questions that require answering. Implore you to let us know how awesome we are. These are our favorite emails. And poor Matthew constantly beseeches you to send in some fan art. Yet, every week, to our most unfortunate misery, we find that our mailbox is empty, a bleak and desolate place. So upset this has made us that we have organized some group therapy sessions in which we discussed our never-ending sorrows. Throughout this healing process, we came up with an idea. What if, instead of asking nicely for emails, we became more stern and demanding in regards to our requests? So, here goes. Prepare yourself, listeners.
You better start sending us some emails or we will find you, hunt you down, and you up so bad you will wish we didn't up so bad.
Now, with that, listeners, enjoy the podcast. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode number 26, and today we have Matt, Nick, Laura, Chase, and myself. What's up, everybody?
Hey.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Matt. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Chase. I immediately got tired when you started doing the intro. I don't know how it happened, but it came over me like a wave of came.
Are you narcoleptic?
A wave of came.
I must just have a very hypnotic voice.
Yeah, you do,
Adam. Sexy.
Hypnotoad.
All right, so let's get right on into it. Matt, what games have you been playing?
I've been playing a game. I've still been playing Dragon Age Origins.
Very good.
It's a really, really cool game.
Dragon Age Orgy.
Dragon Age Orgies. I play my
character. Laura, is your sister still in there? You shouldn't be saying such words in front of her.
No, 9-year-olds think that orgy is orange juice.
Oh, I see.
Like...
Exactly.
That's why when I was a kid, my mom was always like, I'm going to go have an orgy. Extra pulp.
extra
pulp. I always thought she meant orange juice.
It really means pure.
Did you ever get in trouble when you went to the school cafeteria and asked for an orgy?
No, but I always got a little something extra.
Lunch lady.
From the lunch lady.
I mean, my character is a super hot babe. She's a female elf.
Super hot
wizard.
Babe who is a male elf.
No, it's
she's
a lady.
Better.
She's a female.
Is this an MMO or is it a...
No, it's
what
an
is
OMO.
This?
Offline multiplayer game. I don't know. Offline multiplayer online.
Wow.
It's a S... F... It's S O single.
So it's a single player. 200,
single player, single agent female online game. No, it's just one player, and you get it's kind of multiple players, like key players in the events that are happening on screen. There's multiple players.
They're not real people, so they're not called players.
No, they're real people in the PS3.
What if that's what it wasn't like a massive multiplayer online game. There were no NPCs. Like, people actually worked for BioWare and had to play as your companions whenever you wanted to play.
So BioWare just had this massive staff.
I always thought that'd be a really cool idea. The moment you, if it were possible.
The moment you boot up your game, they all have special Dragon Age.
Hey,
behaviors.
Matt! Nice to have you back playing our game. How was your day?
Would be possible with slave labor, and hopefully one day.
That's my favorite Princess Labor, the one in the slave labor costume. Can you pass me my my wild cherry Pepsi, please?
Oh, yeah. Can I have one of these?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm about to crack open a cold one. This one's for you guys. Hold on.
Thanks, Matt.
Listen, Nick. Listen.
I'm so excited.
We're listening. Ooh.
Ooh, that was a nice one.
Is that very
just
crisp?
Like the commercial. Mm-hmm.
It was.
That was good.
No sound effects here, guys.
So
that was all
moving.
Done in real time.
What are we doing?
Yeah, but I'll fix it in post.
Nick, what games are you going to play?
All right, here we go. Buckle up. I'll go with the first one, because then I have a long story for the second one. I have been playing Mass Effect 2, created by BioWare, published by Electronic Arts, and I finally beat it. And it's awesome.
Very good.
Yeah, it's a great one. I saved all of my crew members. They all love
very
me.
Good.
I made love to Miranda. And then after...
Ooh.
Hold on.
Good job.
Which one is she?
She's the sexy one.
She's the Chuck girl.
Come on.
Anyway,
man.
So after I made love with her and I went on the mission and we all survived, it says, game over. Thank you for playing. You can either A, start a new game with this character imported so you can keep leveling up but start the game over, or you can continue playing this one and do all the side quests. And I said, oh, okay, I'll continue playing this one. And so everybody has one line of dialogue that references that mission. Like, they're all like, wow, Shepard, you did a great job at saving us all. And then it immediately goes back to the audio options you had before the mission. So I went down to talk to Jack, the tattooed woman, and she was like, wow,
wait,
Shep.
Is that the lady from Tattoo? One of my favorite bands?
Yeah, she's from Tattoo, your favorite band. They're not going to get us.
They're not going to get us.
Yeah. Anyway, so I talked to her, and she's like, wow, Shepard, your commanding skills are great, blah, 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 blah. And then I was like, tell me about you, Jack. And then I hit on her, and then I made sweet, passionate, angry sex to her. So my Shepard, the coolest Shepard there is. So suck on that, everybody.
Nice.
My Shepard is a priest. He abstains.
You haven't played the game at all yet.
And he doesn't kill either. It's really hard.
I didn't.
Very hard game.
So Jack didn't notice
that's
that you
boring.
Were like with Miranda before.
You're...
No, because it went back. Because the audio options that like the part where you have sex with Miranda is right before the final mission. So when everything went back, I was just sweet-talking Miranda. We hadn't made love yet.
Oh, I see.
So I got to take on two girls. My Commander Shepard is the best.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty great. Kind of.
So you're kind of a whore.
I mean, it was great.
What would happen if you, at the same time, and just like out of one into the other, out of one into the other?
I'd stack them. It's called the double stack.
Ada Wong?
It's called a McDouble.
Out of Wong and into the other?
Ada Wong?
I wish Ada Wong could have been there.
God.
Speak.
All right, so what's your Resident Evil 5 story? All
right, watch this transaction. Ada Wong. Speaking of Ada Wong, Resident Evil 5.
Oh, no, you didn't just do that.
I did.
Oh, man.
That was the greatest.
It was good.
It was
right
the greatest transition. Okay, anyway, for everybody who's been listening to the podcast for the past month, you would know that when Adam says what new games are coming out, he said Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition. So I was super excited about it because I could care less about Final Fantasy 13. And
boo. Yeah,
you can boo me all you want, but your stupid game caused this whole thing to happen.
Tell the story.
Okay, so I went out to the store to go snatch up Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition, and I went to Best Buy, and it wasn't on the shelf, and I said, hey.
Well, there was your first mistake.
Okay, was a mistake. So I went and I asked the guy, when does Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition come out? And he says, it's supposed to come out today, but I'll check the system. And he goes, oh, it looks like we might get them in next week on the 18th. And I said, why? And he's like, I don't know. It could have something to do with Final Fantasy 13 coming out today. And that put me in a frenzy, and I was so mad. And I went over to Walmart, and I asked them if they had it. They didn't have it, and I asked them if they were ever going to get it. And they said, no, it's not an in-store item.
No!
Yeah, and then...
Did you punch him in the face?
I wanted to. I hate Walmart so much.
Oh, everybody hates Walmart.
And their staff. The people who work in the video game department are idiots.
Of course they are. They don't know anything about games. They're just trying to make money.
Exactly, but...
And they make quite a lot of money working at Walmart.
Yeah,
right.
So, I called Target. Target didn't get it. I called GameStop, and they said it was on back order, and they weren't sure when they were going to get it. And my friend who works at Game Crazy says next week. And so I was very upset, and I went home, and then I went onto Capcom's website, and Capcom says, available today. Buy it now.
Liars?
No. On all their ads and banners, it says available today. And so I was like...
False advertising.
Yeah, exactly. And I was thinking, did they not ship today because of Final Fantasy 13? And I went into their store, and they said that they were shipping it now. So I ordered it from them, and then online, yeah, I ordered it from Capcom, and then I went to bed and I dreamed sweet dreams, and I wake up the next morning, and I call a GameStop, and they said that they were getting it in today, and they did. They got everything in on the 10th. And yeah, so I went at about 11 in the morning. I went to Capcom's website and I canceled my order. And it said, order canceled. We won't charge your credit card or ship the game. And then about 7 hours later, after I had bought the game from GameStop, they go, your order's shipped and your card's been charged.
Wait, did you include the part where Capcom said it was delayed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. The reason why I canceled my order is because Capcom put it on back order for 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, so that's
why I canceled it.
Nick's like, oh, it's on back order. I'll just go to GameStop today. I mean, it's only going to be three days if they ship it, but they said it's not going to be shipped.
Yeah.
And then 4 hours after we got home and he was already playing it, it says, we shipped your order.
Yeah. And their return process, even though it's the same day they shipped it, I would have to wait till it comes in the mail, ship it back to them, and then in 2 to 3 weeks, they would refund my money.
So what happened?
What happened was, I was like, all right, fine. I will just take the GameStop game back, and I'll just bite the bullet and just wait the however long it's going to be till I get it from Capcom. And I went back, and GameStop wouldn't take it back because the plastic wrap had been unwrapped.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
God forbid.
God forbid they buy a shrink wrapper.
They do that to everyone.
They have shrink wrappers. Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Because they take all the games out of the cases anyway.
Yeah.
Nick bought a new Dead Space yesterday that was already open. They had to get the disc out of the back.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So, yes. So that happened, and I figured what I'm going to do is I'm saving my GameStop receipt, and if it comes from Capcom, or when it comes from Capcom in the mail, I'll just take that one back to GameStop because it's unopened, or I'll just sell it to Kyle Daniels, who wants to buy the game anyway. So that was a fun time with Capcom yesterday.
Cool.
But I went to play it yesterday, and I realized you can't play any of the DLC until you beat the game. Like, you have to unlock the DLC.
Yeah. Really?
But, I mean, because you guys don't realize that because you've already beat the game for the ones you got with the DLC. But that was okay with me because I wanted to play through the game again anyway. And so my friend Kyle sat down with me to play, and we realized because on the PS3 you don't have separate accounts like you do on the Xbox 360.
Right.
The second player can't save their weapons or their progress.
Right.
And they can't even buy new weapons.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Capcom could have fixed that by putting in like their own sort of profile system within the game.
Or just a save system.
Yeah, It ruins the split screen element to the game.
I don't know, man. I played through it with my buddy, and we had no problems.
How did
I think
you guys...
I think he had to like recover his gamer tag. I mean, it only saved it on my system.
You were playing it on the PS or on the Xbox 360, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. It's fine on the 360.
Oh, it's broken on the...
Yeah, on the PS3, you can't log in two profiles at the same time.
Okay. That's why it's called PS Triple.
Yeah.
PS Triple.
It was such a pain in the butt. It's kind of a bummer, too. But Kyle was so bummed out by that that he paid for the DLC.
On 360.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I had extra points, so I paid for one of them, but he gave me points to play the other one. So I basically now have two copies on two separate systems. Well, three copies. Two on the PS3 and one on the 360. But that's okay with me. I wanted to get the PS3 version because I want to play with like Laura and my friend Jay.
Cool.
Yep.
All right.
Hey guys, guess what? Guess what? I downloaded the Just Cause 2.
Yes.
The demo.
Yes.
So far, you do a lot of jumping, a lot of parachuting. I think you're a lot of shooting,
just normal shooting, not even parachuting.
Well, he hasn't run into anybody. He's running through a desert right now.
Yeah, I have no idea where I'm supposed to go. I'm just freeballing it.
Yeah, I've been playing it for the past few hours, and it's pretty, pretty cool. Great.
Is this a Mexican game hero?
I'm not sure what he's supposed
enough.
To be.
Close enough.
Back to race in video games.
Yeah, right. I don't know. His head looks really big to me.
Well, he looks like in proportion to his body. The character models in this game look really goofy.
Yeah.
Oh, motorbike.
Anyway, okay, that's enough talking about what you're doing.
Yeah.
Fans and listeners hate that. And it makes them just
Laura.
Yes.
What games have you been playing?
I have been playing Final Fantasy 13 and Infamous.
Cool.
And they're both pretty good. Final Fantasy 13, the graphics are awesome so far.
Yes.
How do you like the game being completely linear now?
You know, I heard the complaints about that, and I don't know. I think it'd be all right. I mean,
how long have you been playing?
I'm only about 10 or 15 minutes into it, so I'm not very far.
All right, so I'm farther than you are.
Man. Oh, you have it?
Yeah, probably. I just started playing it yesterday, so.
How is it?
Yeah, me too. Well, it's good. Just like Laura said, I mean, the graphics are, like, balls out, astonishing.
Yeah,
like,
they're amazing.
The best I've ever seen.
Really? Because I heard that there are some areas where, like, textures are really flat. Yeah,
I heard on the
I don't know. I haven't noticed.
Game trailers
is horrible.
Okay. Game trailers review says that the game is awesome and the graphics are really good in most areas, but every now and then you'll be hit with something that makes you wonder why it looks that bad.
Really? Hmm. I haven't
but
gotten that.
You guys might
I do know that
it's the one area that's open and wide is what they complained about. And it's an area where there's lots of like random encounters and stuff like that. It's a big grass field, and apparently it looks very bad.
Oh,
a lot of
yeah.
The ladies in that game.
Oh, they're really hot. They're
pretty,
super hot.
Pretty good looking.
Are the dudes hotter than the ladies like usual?
Yes, most definitely.
The dude is hot. The one dude's hot, I think.
Which dude?
Adam?
Oh, okay. I have something to complain about.
What?
About that. The black guy in that game looks like a minstrel. It looks so offensive. Like his,
really? He's got an afro?
No. His voice, the guy who's doing the voice, sounds like he's not black at all. And
you think
the
so?
Voice that,
well, yeah.
Well, the voice
but
that he's
would've...
putting on sounds so ridiculous. And then on top of that,
okay, but
the
if
way...
he would have sounded like a stereotypical black guy, don't you think that people would have complained?
Oh, what's a stereotypical
yes,
black
would've.
Guy?
Yes, they would have. But here's the
very diverse
you
can
do a
voices.
Good impression of that, Matt.
Here's the thing, is the way the character runs around... It is the goofiest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
He kicks his legs really high, and his legs are spread all the way apart.
He seems to be the comic relief, so...
Yeah, it's
yeah,
like...
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Jar Jar
is
black!
That's so racist. People who complain about black people in Africa in Resident Evil 5...
Yeah, I mean, at least you were...
So far, I think the...
Put them out of their misery there.
Go ahead, guys, go ahead.
Nothing.
He also has a joke about living in his fro.
But that's the best part.
No, they're making fun of how dirty black people are.
No, they're just stating how much space is in that hairdo. There's a lot of space in there.
It just makes me hate all those stupid Asians now.
Bird that lives in it.
I'm reversing the racism.
Reverse racism.
I'm just kidding, Asians. I don't think it's still racism. Yeah, no, it is. I was joking.
Yeah,
I like it. Yeah. I like Asian people just as much as I like defending black people in video games.
So Adam.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to be the most annoying character in the game so far? Do you think that there's any annoying characters?
Who's going to be the most annoying?
Yeah. Is there like somebody that stands out?
Not really.
Really?
I mean,
I think what's her name? Vanille?
Vanille. Vanille? Yeah.
Vanille is going to be. She's really annoying.
Wait, her name is Vanille?
Her name is Vanille, and her voice actor. Her voice actor is.
That's the one in the review that I watched where they said it's painful to even listen to the character talk.
It really is.
I mean, she's got a really, really high pitched voice. But,
oh my god.
I mean, I think that's really the only thing that slightly bothers me. I mean, I like her accent.
Poorly acted.
I like that the characters.
What kind of accent does she have?
I can understand that.
It's like a random accent.
Who's is there nudity?
Yes.
No, Matt, there's no nudity.
Really?
No, not in-game, but if I remember correctly, they found a model of one of the characters naked.
Oh!
Did they digitalize some nips?
I'm sure somebody did.
Good.
Yeah.
It's not like Heavy Rain or anything.
I like that game now.
Heavy Rain has full frontal nudity.
Hells yeah.
I know. I said it's not like
Which
Heavy
is a
Rain.
Shame.
Or did you get Heavy Rain?
Because that's the only reason why I liked Heavy Rain.
Not yet.
I didn't care about the only reason. The only reason. I didn't care about the really compelling story or the characters that were interesting. I only wanted the nudity.
Oh, hey. So, I wrote a review on Heavy Rain.
Oh, you did?
And I encourage the listeners to go check it out. It's going to be at nfiles.com. That's nphiles.com. Should be up by the time this podcast is up. Huh?
Did you plug our podcast a lot in the review?
I did not.
Did you go...
Like every other sentence?
But the guy who's in charge of it, like, he's a friend of mine, and he listens to our podcast, and he likes it, so...
Wait,
maybe
he's in charge of the site?
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't he have banners all up in that site?
Well, I'll ask him about it.
Do it. What?
How did you miss that?
Adam, come on.
How did you...
Oh, my God.
Guys, we need to advertise our podcast somehow. I have a friend who has a gaming website, but I just can't think of any use for that.
All right, well, I'll ask him.
You better.
We shall see.
All right. Ugh.
So, Laura, anything else about Final Fantasy 13 you care to talk about?
Not yet.
Are
you anything, what'd you say? Sorry, you cut out.
Anything else? I didn't cut out.
I'm sitting right next to you.
What are you talking about?
No, sorry.
Her hearing.
No, I think the battle system is pretty cool. I like the battle system. I think
the battle system is very similar to FF8. Do you agree?
Oh, my favorite.
Is that the one where they're all kids? Were you able to control all the characters?
Were you able to control?
All the characters? I mean that's a difference, but like the way they handle turn based.
Yeah.
Is the amnesia system similar?
I mean, because you've still got all the characters. You know, they're all orphans. They all have amnesia. They don't remember. One of them is actually the one who's going to destroy the world, you know.
One's very emo.
Yeah. Actually, the characters in 13, every single one of them reminds me of another character from another Final Fantasy game. It's kind of...
That's because I've run out of stereotypes.
I mean, it might be, because Lightning seems to be
a bitch.
Female version of Cloud.
Yeah, she...
And Snow reminds me of...
Why are their names Lightning and Snow Zell. And Cloud?
And Hope, one's named Hope.
And Hope,
or Vanille.
Boy Hope. He looks like Vaughn.
A little girl.
He looks like Vaughn.
You'd think that
after
making that many games, they could, you know, like, write a game. or some sort of compelling character name.
I mean, why do they need to? Everybody's going to buy it anyways.
You're right, I agree.
All they have to do is make it look pretty.
All they got to do is shovel out that stupid garbage.
Hey, it's not stupid garbage.
Oh, Nick, don't be a hater.
I can hate all I want.
Garbage is ugly.
We don't hate on your Resident Evil 5, do we?
Yeah, it's because you love it because it's a good game.
With Chris and his steroid arms.
Hey, I love that.
Oh, very manly, muscular arms.
We came up with an awesome idea for the install screen for Resident Evil 5. Okay. You know how it takes all that long time, and on Metal Gear Solid 5, they have Snake smoking a bunch of cigarettes.
Metal Gear Solid 4, you mean?
Or let's say 4, sorry. No, 5. Oh, spoiler alert, guys. No, smokes more cigarettes.
Whoops.
Nick got a sneak copy of...
Yes, it's a sneaky cocky.
You got a copy of Sneak King.
Anywho, in my copy of Sneak King, I came up with this idea. What it should be is it should show Chris from Resident Evil 1... like he's like sitting there and he puts all his stuff down and then he sits down on a weight bench and just starts pumping iron, and as it loads he gets more and more ripped to the point where he's as buff as he is in 5.
I think you should just take a steroid needle and stick it in his ass.
Yeah, but that's if you have, like, if you don't have to install the game. That'll be for the 360 version.
Right.
Nice.
Good idea. You don't have to install FF13.
Oh, you don't?
So I found
that's good.
No.
It seems like a lot of the newer games are getting rid of the installs.
Really?
Is Final Fantasy 13 for the 360 three discs?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Because I don't think you have to install.
But the weird part
Little
is
Big
that
Planet.
Nothing is on two of the discs. It's just to be annoying.
Just blank disc. You got to figure out which one has the game on it.
A three disc.
Well, Chase, why don't you talk a little bit about that, because you're planning on getting it for 360, right?
Yeah, I'm still
Do you have a PS3?
I do not.
Oh, okay. Oh, never mind. If you want to get it for 360.
But after
I plan on getting a PS3 sometime in the near future, mostly for Heavy Rain. But I don't know if I can wait that long to play.
There's so many other games to get it for.
I don't know.
Just do what I do. If you like a game, buy it like 5 times.
Not for you. You don't like any other games. You got Ratchet and Clank.
There really aren't too many other ones on the
Ratchet and Clank. You've got Resistance. You've got Uncharted.
You have to play Little Big Planet.
Uncharted Little Big Planet. About it.
Oh, and there's a Loco Roco game for download.
Don't get me started on Little Big Planet.
I didn't know that.
What's wrong with Little Big Planet?
That game is for babies.
No, it's not. He's never played it.
It's just for
infants. I've played it.
Okay, do you like Mario?
That game would be really hard for babies.
No.
Yeah,
most things are hard.
Yeah,
for
I
babies,
like Mario.
That's what it is. It's a side scroller with a physics engine.
All right. Anyway.
Anyway, let's go.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 13 is on three discs, and
hey,
people were bitching because they had to like compress the hell out of the pre-rendered video scenes.
Oh, really?
So there's like really, really noticeable compression. Like I've seen a lot of comparison. It doesn't look like the actual graphics are too much different. It's just like when it does cut to a cinema scene, it does look pretty bad.
Well, what they did is
people
went back and rendered all the video scenes with the same rendering that they used in Lawnmower Man. And so,
right, exactly.
You get some pretty high tech
stuff.
Next level beats.
So
for your PC computer.
But then people were also bitching because, like, I think the second two discs, like disc 2 and 3, both have like almost a gig of free space on them. So it's like, why didn't they see this and like go back and increase the quality a little bit?
Well, because they wanted to pump it out at the same time.
Yeah, probably. Because
they wanted people to pump one out to the game as fast as possible.
So, Adam, have you done that yet?
That's a saying, right? Pump one out to the video game.
I'm all over
it
Snow.
Is now.
He is macho.
Oh my god!
Wait, who's the hottest lady in the game? So I can go
get a helicopter.
Am I supposed to get a helicopter?
The hottest lady in the game.
Yeah, so I want to go look up DeviantArt pics of them.
Snow.
Snow's a man, isn't he?
No.
No. Be quiet, Nick. Matt, go look up Snow.
I will.
Well, the men look like women enough, and they're not real people, so it doesn't make you gay. I'm gonna jerk off to the minstrel with all the birds in his hair.
If that's what you tell yourself.
Yeah, exactly, Nick.
That's exactly what I tell myself.
Okay. Let's move on. We're spending too much time on this.
Chase, what games have you been playing?
I was just playing a little bit of Mass Effect 2.
Did you beat it?
Don't sound so sad, Chase.
I beat it once.
Oh, okay.
I was playing my Astro Bitch character.
I think I'm gonna play through as a woman too, because when I played it. I've played Fallout so much, and I put 120 hours into that game that Mass Effect 2 felt so short.
It is, definitely. But, I don't know, the woman's voice, like, just lends herself to being a bitch. She just sounds really mean, so it's kind of fun.
That sounds fun.
Awesome.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. Well,
I want. Can that. You play as a transgender?
I think that's the scientific term for it.
No, but you should also you should drink Dr. Pepper and get the download codes.
Oh yeah.
Every bottle of Dr. Pepper gives you a download code for a different visor.
What?
You have to like, you have to drink all the Dr. Pepper.
Where do I get this Dr. Pepper?
I thought you were going to say if you drink enough Dr.
Pepper. From DrPepper.com. You have to order it online.
No. Is GameStop going to get it in earlier?
In stores.
No.
Are they going to put it on back order and force
it? You have to do it online.
These are Dr. Pepper exclusives.
Yeah, right.
From the bottle?
Yeah.
They're inside the bottles in little notes.
But every bottle... Exactly. But every bottle is a winner, so... You don't have to buy like two.
Unless you're a loser. And
actually, speaking of
which,
case,
well, no,
there's,
it's not
there's
a
three
winner.
Total
on
items.
The Cerberus Network.
And I think you can get a code.
What
for
were you
free.
Saying? Sorry.
There's like one code you can get for free.
Okay.
Online, there, if you look for it.
I anyway. Downloaded on the Cerberus Network. It says you can get that like Cerberus, like armor and that new shotgun.
Yeah.
And I downloaded it, and it says download complete, and it's nowhere in my game. I think I might need to re-download it.
Did you go to your like
that,
armor customizing?
Yeah,
thing
and I went everywhere you were supposed to
Did
go.
Because
it says you're supposed to get a an email from the elusive man telling you that he sent it to you.
Yeah,
and I never got that email.
Is this on the PS3? Or the PS3?
It's only on the 360.
Well, that's an issue.
What Mass Effect 2? It's only on 360.
I thought it would be like maybe it wasn't working because of the PlayStation 3 Armageddon that happened.
No.
The apocalypse.
Oh yeah, that's right. The apocalypse.
I prefer Armageddon because it's my favorite movie.
Guys, I just want to ask
Bruce
this about Mass Effect 2. Do you ever find out what the illustrious man is for?
The illustrious. No, the illustrious man is that guy who just looks like a king.
What is that guy? What's he all about?
He's just the head of Cerberus. Basically,
yeah,
at the end of the game, you say
they really don't reveal much about.
No
him.
Spoilers. I haven't played it.
Oh. Okay.
I said they don't.
Yeah, they don't because he's going to be
gonna be safe
he's going to be in the next one.
Oh, spoilers!
Yeah. Oh my god, he survives.
Wait, he survives? That means there's some kind of action spoiler.
No, well, my shepherd was like, "F you, dude! I'm going to do my thing."
I'm going to do my thing.
Yep, and he was like, "You can't leave us." And Miranda was like, "I'm having sex with this guy now. Screw you! Screw you, intrusive man!"
God.
And
cut channel end transmission.
End transmission. And then I high-fived Edie. And here's a spoiler that you might need to censor out.
Warning. Mass Effect 2 spoiler ahead.
Your Geth sidekick is awesome when you get him.
He's like the best. He's maybe my favorite character. Easily favorite new character in 2.
Yeah, I was hoping.
Wait, he's.
Yeah,
deaf?
Is that really a spoiler? Though?
I don't know. Well, you get him
it
much later than everybody else.
Yeah, but it was in like a few trailers.
Was he?
Does he talk? Right.
He talks
sign language.
Yes.
No, he actually talked.
Yeah. He has
no,
a very
deaf.
Very
not
overly
deaf.
Synthesized voice.
He's a deaf character.
Yeah, no, Geth.
I thought you said
no,
deaf. I
Geth,
swear.
Geth.
Oh, okay. I thought you said deaf. That'd be cool to have a deaf character in a game.
Commander Shepard.
Wait, that's just retarded.
There's a fine line between deaf and retard.
One can't hear, and one just doesn't know what they're saying.
One doesn't
listen.
You
can listen to all the deaf people that listen to this podcast.
One can't hear, and one doesn't listen. Yeah, that's about it.
Great.
Okay, let's move on to Adam's news.
Crap, how do you change guns in this game? Just cause.
The Adam's D-pad. You gotta use the D-pad.
Yeah, but I just picked up a gun. Now I can't.
And then hit X.
Maybe I didn't pick it up.
So let's see.
Hey, you're not supposed to be playing games
I'm
on
sorry.
The
phone. Yeah, I did. Well, first I have to say what games I was playing before we do my news
Jeez,
hour.
This took forever.
So,
shorten up your news
Heavy Rain.
Hour, then.
Heavy Rain 13, Halo 3 Brawl, and the Just Cause demo.
Heavy Rain 13?
Have I beat 13? No. I'm like maybe 3 hours.
Wait, the George Clooney game?
No, did you say Heavy Rain 13?
Wait.
Guys.
What?
Wait, what is 13? Yes. Is that old game that was on like the GameCube?
Oh.
Yeah, it's Ocean's 13.
I get
no,
it.
That guy looks...
I see what the joke
No, that
was.
Wasn't a joke. What is 13?
Final Fantasy 13.
Oh, Final Fantasy.
You meant Final Fantasy.
You didn't say 13. That. You said Heavy Rain 13. And I thought you were playing that game 13.
Yeah.
Remember that came out a few years ago?
Final Fantasy 13.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Adam's NewsHour. Let's see, gaming releases. PS3, Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition, Final Fantasy 13, Mega Man, Yakuza 3, 360, Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition, FF13, Wii, FF2 came out on WiiWare, PC, Assassin's Creed 2 came out. Upcoming games, we've got Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver on March 14th, God of War 3, and Fragile on March 16th. March 23rd is Red Steel 2.
Like Fragile Rock?
Yeah, Fragile Rock.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. A Wii game based off of Fragile Rock.
Why are you saying Fragile
March 29th
Rock?
Is because...
No, it's called Fraggle Rock.
It's
Fragile
Rock.
You can
no, but...
It any way
no,
you, want.
You can't.
It's very anyone fragile. So the Fraggles live inside... But it's a fragile rock. It's an adjective. It's not the noun.
You're wrong.
Fraggle
it's called
rock.
Fraggle Rock.
All right.
I know it's called Fraggle Rock, right? But the Fraggle Rock itself is a fragile rock.
Let's keep on going.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
March 29th, WarioWare DIY Showcase for Wii and DS. March 30th is Battlefield. That Wait a second. That already came
yes,
out.
Yes, Bad Company 2 is already out.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, Adam, you fail.
Well,
oh dear.
Scratch that from the list. Gaming news. Nintendo made
Hey, what about iPhone games?
What about iPhone games, Chase?
Chase, do you want to really prolong
okay,
what big iPhone
new iPhone game?
Peggle
iSports, did Street Fighter 4 come out?
iPlay, iFit.
Yeah.
Hey,
iMusic is coming
fart.
Out. I can't believe it's not butter.
Toilet cleaner?
iCarly.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Spray.
The iPad comes out soon.
All right.
Okay, that's enough. I'm sorry.
Let's see. Nintendo made a new patent for what looks to be a new type of DS cart. Don't know.
You mean cartridge?
Right.
Patent
something new every day.
No, it's cart. They're called carts.
Yeah, pretty much. Scribblenauts 2 is coming out in the fall, so that's kind of cool. For Sony. They have also made a patent. It's for a what they call degradable video game.
Recyclable.
So what that is it's a demo of a game,
it's
but
really
you
cool.
have complete access to the game, except over time it starts deleting.
Which
the
is
material.
A cool idea.
And
yeah,
so
that's a really cool
you can't
cool
play
idea.
It anymore. Yeah, I mean,
it's a demo disc.
So if you play it really, really fast, you can beat the entire game without having to buy
nice.
It.
Nice.
It's a demo disc where people
want,
who can play fast can play more of the game.
Yeah, but how quickly will it start degrading?
Don't know.
Like an hour?
2 seconds. As soon as you start playing.
Yeah, the moment you.
Oh,
you,
speaking of demo discs, I played Monster Hunter Tri for the Wii demo disc. I got it at GameStop.
Oh, yeah?
And?
That's all I have to say.
Okay.
I played it.
Thank you, Matt.
Okay.
It was alright. It wasn't very remarkable. I didn't kill a monster. I failed terribly.
Did you hunt monsters at least?
I hunted them.
He ranched them too.
Well,
he played Monster Rancher.
Monster Rancher Hunter.
Did you put some other CDs
Dude,
in your Wii
I,
to get
when
those
I had
monsters?
A PlayStation Monster Rancher. I used to get all kinds of CDs to
It's pretty cool.
Monsters. It was fun.
Yeah.
Oh my Linkin Park CD.
Let's see. Final Fantasy 14 is giving out beta keys, so if you want one of those, you can buy FF13 for PlayStation 3.
Why would you want a beta code
and
for that terrible game?
I don't know. But the thing is, with that code, you only have a chance of being a beta tester. They have you fill out a survey
No,
online,
they make you
and, like,
compete
you
in reality television show style games.
Yeah,
beta
it's called Gladiator Hero or Sports.
No,
I was making fun of the tester.
Oh yeah,
that thing that's real.
Have you guys been watching it?
No, who would watch that? Don't want to. I want to
watch
a bunch
it.
of attention craving people try to get the worst job in the world. Yeah.
I think everybody kind of want to watch
we
it.
We have ADD.
Kind of wants to watch
podcast,
it.
I swear. Let's stay on topic.
Yeah.
Stay on topic.
Yeah. I can't see him.
Adam, you turned off your targeting computer. Is there something wrong?
No, nothing's wrong.
Well,
I'm using the
screw
force.
You. You're our last hope to destroy the Death Star. You turned off your computer. What are you doing?
God.
I'm gonna shoot it.
Pew, pew,
pew. He had a computer inside his spaceship.
Hey, I saw.
Did exhibit.
I saw that that fan film about the people who worked on the Death Star, and they're the ones who accidentally blew it up. It had nothing to do with Luke Skywalker.
What, Death Star repairman?
Yes.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
All right. The promo code. So you enter, like, a survey online, and if you meet certain, like, internet-based requirements, like what your internet speed is and who's your service provider and where you're located and stuff, then maybe
and what your race is.
You'll become a beta tester. Yeah,
if you're
right.
a stupid black...
If you're black, they don't give it to you.
If you're a black guy, they're not going to give it to you. They're just going to make you run around all goofy and put birds in your hair.
Right.
Maybe if you take a picture of birds in your hair.
So... Laura, Matt, and Nick, I believe you all have seen the new stuff they put in Home.
Yes.
We all have.
So, Patrick-y right now.
We did it.
What they did, when you first enter Home, instead of... Well, what happened when you first enter Home? It just puts you in your house, right?
No.
It makes you...
No, that's what usually happens.
No, that's not what happened.
Right,
it took you straight to the menu.
No, it used to happen.
Okay. No. It takes you to the last place you were.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now what happens is you're taken to a bar that resembles the cross-media bar, just like the PlayStation's cross-media bar. So it has things like places you've visited most recently, suggested places to go, favorites. It's got a little box for friends. And it's very colorful.
Cool.
You know, you can navigate through it very easily. And that has basically replaced what used to be, like, the white screen with what looked like cartridges that, like, you would that you would navigate to go to different places in Home. So...
It's better.
Yeah, I think it's better.
I can't believe it's not better.
I can.
Coming to DS. Or iPhone. My bad.
City.
The PS Move...
Oh my god. It's a dildo.
No.
Hey guys. I like to move it.
So, in case you haven't heard or read, listeners,
Madagascar.
The PS Move is the final name of the PlayStation Wand. And they announced that, I believe, today, and there's tons and tons and tons of news about it, even though we already know everything about it. So,
if you thought the Wiimote looked like a dildo,
wait till you see this one.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Pull open your gapers and let this cram in.
Laura, on your dildo rack, do you have any things that glow like that?
No, I don't.
You have to give us a tour of that sometimes on the pod. Sometimes from
Wait,
time to time on the
rack?
Podcast.
Like she has like an assault rifle with like a dildo on it.
Yeah, no, a big pair of breasts.
Oh,
that she
okay.
keeps dildos in between.
I mean, it's exactly like the Wii Remote. So
yeah,
I mean,
did you guys see the two shots I put on the board?
Yes.
Because like they've got a picture of a hand holding the.
Oh no, Move. No, it's exact same publicity shots as the.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, they've got a hand holding the
yes,
Move.
Yes.
And they have,
how else would they photograph that?
I don't know. And then they've even got one
from
like
underneath
the left hand peripheral.
I don't understand people complaining about. Sony ripping off a controller that they're happy with and that they like. Like, for me, it's no problem as long as they can release games that are decent and make it worth
buying.
Yeah,
I mean, that's fine. But, I mean, at least try to differentiate it just a little bit.
But why fix something that's not broken? No, but the colorful ball isn't just for aesthetic. It's there because the iToy, it uses the iToy.
That makes sense.
And it scans it. But I mean, I think that they're. I mean, because Resident Evil 4 was awesome on the Wii because of those controls, and I wouldn't mind playing Resident Evil 5 that way. I think it would be fun.
No, not
yeah,
at all.
Here's the thing: is why it's kind of annoying is that a lot of the people who were, you know, the same video game people who don't like the Wii are now
praising now excited.
Are they? Because yeah. It feels like everybody hates it.
No, well,
I think everybody realizes that it is a Wiimote just for a PS3.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Not,
and I mean, I don't really. Yeah. I don't know. I don't.
I mean, it's better than a Wiimote.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it is. The technology is better. It is actually 1-to-1, whereas a Wiimote is not.
Yes.
Plus, it has a shiny ball. That,
I think that the glowing ball in the dark actually looks really cool.
No, it
does look
cool. It's
not
with the controller itself. It's the fact that it's not the main system. I don't really buy peripherals for my systems.
No, neither do I.
Yeah, so, okay, so they have announced that you can either buy it separately, you can buy it with the iToy, or you can buy it with a PS3. The only price they've announced is that buying it with the iToy is going to cost $99.
Okay,
so
screw
this thing is expensive.
That.
Yeah,
screw
okay,
that.
But, okay, and that's just don't you one. Need the iToy in order to?
Yes,
yeah,
you need
do.
To
use it.
Yeah,
that's
but I mean,
silly.
Okay, so if you bought a nunchuck and a Wiimote and a classic controller, I think that would only be $80, right? Or $70?
Probably.
And a Wii Motion Plus.
Wii's are the controller with the nunchuck is $70.
No,
$70?
Yes, it is.
It's
no,
like 50.
Yeah, it's yes. No,
no
the
Wiimote. The
Wiimote
the
is Wiimote's 50.
$40.
Is
no,
it?
Wiimote's 40. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's $60.
Yeah.
Right, and then with you can buy the Wiimotes now with the Wii Motion Plus. That is 50.
Yeah, and they don't say how much the little nunchuck piece is.
Right. For the Move.
Yeah, for the Move.
They didn't really announce any prices, did they?
The only price they announced is that you can buy it with the iToy for $99.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, it has a colorful ball on the end of it. Everybody's going to buy it.
Hey, I got some colorful balls for you right here.
Nobody's going to buy those.
No, I mean, I would really want to use the thing, but that's really expensive for just one. I mean...
Yeah, it's expensive.
I don't know.
But anyways, let's move on. What's next?
Okay, let's see. What is next?
Sports Champion.
Microsoft.
Oh, no, sorry.
XBLA players can now save their sexual orientation in their gamertag info.
Oh, good, good. Good for you, Matt.
Matt.
What? Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Why is it good for me? Because I'm banging all those hot chicks
Microsoft,
on the internet.
Did you guys see Microsoft demoed... like a new technology that allows you
automatically
to
know everyone's sexual orientation on the internet.
It's and it lets you send them a message is whether or not you wanted to call them a faggot.
Yeah. It's called Xbox Live. And you know everyone is a faggot that's playing against you.
Yep.
Okay, so what this demo does is that it took one game from a PC, a 360, and a Windows 7 phone, and it played it on all of them. So, like, I think the guy started on the PC, he paused it, went over to the TV that was hooked up to the 360, he played the same game, like unpaused the game, continued playing on that, then he went to the Windows 7 phone
and
continued
was pretty
playing
neat.
On that. So.
But wait, is it on live?
Yeah.
What is it?
No, it's just
not
syncing,
on, no, it's
syncing
not on live.
Microsoft,
it's Microsoft.
Like playability. Like you can play, if it's a game that's on Xbox Live Arcade, you can play it on your phone, and you can flip it over to the PC.
I get it.
Right. So, it's pretty cool. Maybe they can figure out something to
do
with that.
Yeah, that's the thing, is always like, oh, it's really cool.
Yeah. We'll see. Bungie announced that teabagging will be available in Halo Reach.
Yep. We were all
because
worried.
What was happening before is that when you died, your camera, instead of staying on your dead body, which allows you to see if somebody is teabagging you or not, it went back to the respawn point immediately, and Bungie was like, no, can't have
Wait,
that. We need to have
teabagging
in our
teabagging?
Game.
Yeah,
like,
as in,
yes.
Like, dipping a teabag... No, you dip a bag of tea into some hot water, and you make yourself a delicious chamomile drink.
It is a relaxer
for
after a big battle.
Nice.
But in the beta version...
What do you think I was talking about?
In the beta version, there was
exactly
a glitch. There was a glitch where...
a scrotum's got dipped into the hot tea.
No, it got replaced with a... coffee grounding, it was called, is when you pooped on the floor and rubbed someone's face in it.
Ew.
And that happened every
anyone.
Time. That was all the game was, pretty much.
Right.
Why have I not played this game?
Great.
It's a really great game.
Sounds like it.
Alright, let's see. The first set of DLC for Bioshock 2 came out today. It gives you a rank increase, 2 new playable characters, 20 new trials, 3rd weapon upgrades for every weapon, and 5 additional masks, and it is only $5.
Well, so that is a very good deal. Can you buy DLC if you don't have the game?
Wait, what's it for Mass Effect 2?
No,
Bioshock
2.
Yeah.
You can buy the DLC if you want to waste money.
Yeah.
It's five bucks for a lot of stuff. Can.
It is.
That sounds cool, though.
So, you know, you buy the DLC now.
But you don't like the game.
You ever get
if
the
you
game.
Like the game, you'd probably like that.
No, I don't buy DLC hardly ever for games.
I was answering Matt's question. Didn't you ask if you could buy DLC if you don't have the game?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess you can. Never mind. There's nothing stopping you.
You can if you're retarded and you want to waste money.
All right, Rock Band 3 is coming out holiday season.
Rock Band 3, yeah, it's pretty exciting. I mean, Green Day, I thought
Green
Day
Rock Band
was...
It's supposed to innovate and re-evolutionize the music genre all over again.
Oh my god, yeah, right. It's going to be the same thing.
Yeah, it won't. Quiet.
What are they going to do that's different?
They're going to add.
They're going to broadcast it straight to your brain.
Did you hear Lady Gaga on Rock Band 2?
Yeah, Lady Gaga and Eric Cartman's version of Poker Face.
Yeah, the one thing
Rock
I hate
Band
more than Lady Gaga fans is South Park fans. So
there you go.
It's perfect for you. Netflix is testing on the DS, and they're asking people if it's worth it. What do you guys think about that? Would you watch Netflix on
your
DS?
No, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Gave Nick a look like, what?
No,
think the quality of the movie would be good on a DS?
Yes, because the pre-rendered cutscenes on the DS look good.
Yeah, I mean, it can play movies. It's just a matter of like how big
that's
they are,
awesome.
Like, compression and
that's
stuff.
That's a really good idea. And if you have a DSi XL, even better.
There you go.
Which I really want
DS,
one of those.
The DS even has like pretty decent batteries too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Better than
will Game Boy.
I would
will it
say
come to Game
better.
Boy.
There's way more game time.
Yeah,
than
you can
like
hook you can
iPhone.
Hook it up
iPhone,
to your
yeah.
Game Boy if you want.
Game Boy Pocket.
Netflix on the Game Boy Color. Confirmed.
Well, I was trying to use my Universal Media Disc. It's Universal. Tried to put it in my DS and never worked. And I bought most of my movies on UMD for a period of several years. And now I'm starting to think...
Did you know?
Yeah, I never owned a PSP.
Well, that wasn't very smart.
I bought all the Madea collection.
They said Universal.
Let's see. Imagination Technologies, they are maker of some cell phone chips like the Droid and the iPhone. They say that they are currently working on a chip that allows PlayStation 3 graphics. And they say that they're going to have that ready in about 3 years.
Whoa!
So, imagine... Imagine your iPhone 3GS XXX with PlayStation 3 graphics.
You mean like
in
all the background
years.
Pictures will be of PlayStation 3s? Like it's just got a bunch
yes.
of graphics?
That is exactly what it is. So, you know, for the Microsoft fans, maybe you don't want that kind of stuff, but definitely
it's,
for the Sony guys.
It's going to take a while to get all those images made and cleared.
Look at all those PS3s.
Whoa! Just when you go to cell phone wallpaper backgrounds, it's a bunch of pictures of PS3s. wait, hold on. I want to know.
I knew you were going to start talking about
on live.
For some reason, it was in the back of my mind.
Anyway.
On Live is going to start their service June 17th, and they're starting at
$15
a month.
Why do you need PS3 graphics when you just stream on live games to your phone? Which is possible with on live.
I don't know. It's a good question. All right. So that's all for Adam's News Hour.
Yay.
Thanks,
now,
Adam.
On to our main discussion.
Let's talk about...
RPGs.
Jizzes. Let's talk about some JRPGs. Oh, how about Final Fantasy 13? How's that game? Oh, it's
no, thank
good.
You.
We were already talking about that.
I know. Matt and Nick, I know you guys
it's just,
are
well,
enjoying
okay,
it thoroughly.
Look at, here's the RPGs I enjoy. The old Final Fantasies, when you had very colorful fantasy characters, no stories really to speak of. The emphasis was on gameplay and selecting different classes. And
so do you like the tactics games?
I love the tactics games.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy Tactics Advance is one of the best. And I mean I like also tactical RPGs, like I love Gladius. And I also love Western RPGs. Old computer role playing games, I love Baldur's Gate, I love Mass Effect, I love Bioshock, Dragon Age. I love like the BioWare games. But I don't love JRPGs because the emphasis there is on a very linear story that you have no control over. And boring gameplay. Well, and I don't get it. That. I mean, if I liked shitty anime, I would love, like, I imagine if I was really in the mood to watch Yu Yu Hakusho, maybe and I love video games too, I'd be like, oh, let me play Final Fantasy. But it's just like, what, to me, like, I played, and it's not like, most people who complain about things like this are people who haven't extensively played these games. I beat Final Fantasy VII, I didn't beat Final Fantasy VIII, I don't think. Because that game sucked. Final Fantasy IX is all right.
Which one?
Beat Final Fantasy X. Yeah, okay. 9 is the best 3D Final Fantasy.
You think so?
I beat Final Fantasy X. I didn't play any ones after that. But I've played a lot of Final Fantasy games, and I love the 2D ones for Nintendo and Super Nintendo.
And yeah. you liked Crystal Chronicles, right?
So you didn't like any of the seven? Like 7 through 10?
Let's see. 7.
Did you like Crystal Chronicles, didn't you?
Crystal Chronicles, all right. I didn't play that much, but that's more of a...
Which Crystal Chronicles?
The GameCube one.
Okay.
I played a lot of my friend's T-Zuck's house. It's all right. But it's not really like a Final Fantasy game. Like, it's not what you think of. It's mostly just hack and slash. It's pretty cool, though. Good graphics. But,
the G4X.
Yeah. Anyway, Final Fantasy VII. It's just the story. It's just bad and confusing. And the
well, character... what other RPGs are out there that are pretty good?
I can't think of any
other than Final Fantasy.
Mass Effect, Dragon Age. Recently, Dragon Age and Mass Effect are both amazing games because the writing is so good.
And I heard Dragon Age was good.
Believable characters, and I love a good RPG. I like a very long and in-depth story in a video game, because video games tell the kinds of stories that movies can't. Because you can get so much more style. Yeah.
Did you guys ever play an RPG for PlayStation called Legend of Dragoon?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you like it?
Does that have to do with Dragoon?
It was all right.
Orcas?
No, I don't think so.
Legend of Dragoon
was
a little bit more battle and action-y than Final Fantasy,
yeah.
Which I
liked. You know what was a good one that I really liked was Shadow Hearts. Did you guys ever play that one?
Oh, no. I kind of wanted to play that one, though.
It was really good, and the battle system was really good in that one, too.
I mean, the modern JRPG really holds nothing for me. Like, I tried to play Xenosaga. That game is god-awful. I don't know why anybody would play that. It's like 18-minute cutscenes with 3 minutes of gameplay. And yeah, Metal Gear Solid's like that too, except the gameplay is really fun and action-y.
Except Metal Gear
and the
Solid
characters
is good.
Are cool and insane. But in like Xenosaga, the characters are all just anime cliches, and they just kind of walk around, and then you get into a battle where you just have to choose your attacks for 3 minutes.
Aren't there like 10 different Xenosaga games?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a lot, isn't there?
I think there's... Four now?
I don't know. Give me a Western RPG any day. Oblivion.
How about
Fallout?
Fallout, yeah.
Fallout was good.
I'll take them.
Fallout New Vegas looks incredible.
But I don't like JRPGs.
Okay.
None.
So your main concern with that is the gameplay?
No, well, everything. I don't like the gameplay. I mean, the gameplay's all right when it's really primitive. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing, is I loved... Like, I have a Final Fantasy III for DS, and I thought that was a really good remake, because it made the graphics nice, the gameplay's still intact, and I love the job system, and I love the customizability, which you don't have in the new ones.
Yeah.
Right.
They've changed... Yeah,
it sounds weird, because it's almost the same gameplay, but when you're given that extra element of control, it makes it more fun to me.
Okay, so Matt, if there were a JRPG that had, like... It sounds like the reason you like classes is because it's kind of like stat building.
No, but
like
I mean...
you can choose which stats you power up? Is that why you like it, or...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's more...
Off?
you choose which path you're taking. I mean, it's just more choice. Okay. It seems like the Final Fantasy games have almost, they've taken away all the choice. It's
I can see what you're saying, because now really all that you do is you level up and that's it, right?
Yeah. Okay. Or it's just confusing. Like Final Fantasy X's upgrading system, I never even figured out what was going on with that.
Oh, that's easy. Come on. Eight was complicated.
Eight was ridiculous, and eight is my favorite Final
Fantasy. But ten is easy.
I hated the
Spear. Eight's always been my favorite, but I only maybe last year understood eight system pretty well.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Oh, wow.
Like during my most recent.
It was one of the stupidest systems they've ever had. Hmm.
Yeah, I play through that game at least once a year. It's a classic.
Okay, so if, say, Final Fantasy 15 brought classes back, would you try it out?
Yeah, I'd give it a try. I mean, and if they could make it more, maybe not, if not more free-roaming, a little bit more open areas, and maybe some less reliance on pre-rendered cutscenes, as in no pre-rendered cutscenes ever.
Really?
Pre-rendered cutscenes are retarded.
That's part of Final Fantasy, though.
Why?
They'll never give.
That's
out
the way it's been since like 7.
I mean, 13.
What?
13.
I think 7 really started a new series of them, though.
Exactly, and it made it way worse.
But 13 has a lot of cutscenes that are in-game, and I think because like in-game and pre-rendered stuff are getting so close together. Like it may be more likely that we'll see less pre-rendered stuff.
We should have no pre-rendered cutscenes. Almost every other game has given them up. Every other big blockbuster game has completely given up pre-rendered cutscenes.
Except for Zelda. Zelda's introducing pre-rendered cutscenes for the first
time
ever.
But I mean, really, name one other. Name one other big blockbuster game that has pre-rendered cutscenes.
Mass Effect doesn't have any.
Solid?
None.
No.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yes.
Not Mass Effect 2.
Holy crap. Hmm.
No,
all right.
They don't.
Oh, I don't think one did either. But.
No, they don't. They don't.
I don't know.
Anyways, okay. What were we going
to... Not even Dragon Age has pre-rendered cutscenes, which I kind of expected it to, but it doesn't. It has...
Let's talk about how do you guys think that RPGs could evolve, get better?
Well, if you give them, like, the Moonstone...
Well,
when they reach a certain level...
Some can only evolve through trading. You have to trade them to your friends.
Right,
but if you mash on the B button, they won't evolve.
There's a pretty interesting article.
You guys are so retarded.
There's an interesting article by Rod Humble called "Game Rules as Art," and he kind of classifies games by their rule systems. Like, you know, do they have really, really simple rules, like almost board game? Are there rules that, like in a regular game, like most games are, where you know you don't have to know all the rules. But you know, like, the rules that are applicable to you, the game deals with the rest. Well, like, he was saying that, like, the kind of the evolution of that will be to kind of bring in elements from, like, pen and paper gaming, where the system could, like, dynamically react to your, like, bending of the rules.
Mm. Ah, like I do. You know?
Essentially, the game would have, like, a very complicated AI, like
right.
a DM. Yeah.
I do that all the time when we play Star Wars role-playing game because my party is helping on getting themselves killed.
Right. But, especially in pen and paper, you never know what your players are going to want to do, so...
Yeah, well, I know what they're going to do. They want to get themselves killed.
No,
really
we want to do cool stuff.
And Nick wants to only roll twos and threes.
Yeah, I know. I don't...
So what do
I'm
you guys?
Worst.
What do you guys see for the future of like future RPGs? You see them staying the same? Or...
Well, yeah, because people like them for some reason. You guys keep buying stupid Final Fantasy games.
I think there will be maybe a schism in the genre.
Make them more like Fallout, and then everybody will be fine.
Right now, we're at the point where it's basically JRPGs or Western RPGs. I mean, those seem to be the two definitive types of RPGs.
I would say
right now.
Yeah, but that might not always be the case.
No,
it's because
I would say just the linearity is definitely the dividing line. In it.
It's because Western developers like to push the envelope, and Japanese developers like to just give them the same old with better graphics.
Fan service.
Yeah,
right.
Did you guys play? I forgot the name of the. It's like a strategic.
Oh,
RPG
Stratega.
Or
Stratega. Yeah, I played it.
You mean like a tactics RPG?
Tactics, yeah. Like, what was the game for the PlayStation 3 that just came out? Oh, Valkyria Chronicles.
I
was supposed to be really
Will
good.
Gave that to me for my birthday, but I have yet to play it.
I wanted to play that.
Really? I heard
well,
that
he left it. Yeah, he left it to you after he died, right?
Right. He left it in his will. Will left it in his will.
He left it inside of him, and you had to cut him open and find it.
Yeah, it was warmer inside, and you know.
He
smelled worse on the inside than he did on the outside.
Yeah, and you thought he smelled bad on the outside.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like one of the best PS3 games, right?
I heard it was really good. It got really good reviews.
I wanted to play it, but the art style really turned me off. That's another thing I don't like
it's
about
anime.
Cell shading.
Anime. I don't like anime, so.
It's cell shading, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's cell shaded too. I like cell shading, but I mean, I like anime. But I don't like that generic anime style.
Generic?
Yeah. It depends, because, I mean, anime, a lot of people seem to lump it together. People don't like it. But, I mean, anime can have a lot of different art styles.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with Valkyria Chronicles, they went for a very specific anime art style that I don't like.
All right.
Which is why everyone looks so happy in that game, and I can't stand it. It's like, it's a war game, but everyone looks all smiley and cute.
Well, it's because
they're all kids and they all have amnesia.
War's a blast.
And they're all orphans.
Were there any really good RPGs for the GameCube?
Fire Emblem is a pretty good tactics RPG.
I have nothing to really add to this conversation because I thought I hated RPGs until I played Oblivion like 3 years after it came out.
No, you played it a year and a half after.
Oh, okay. I thought I hated RPGs for the longest time, and now I love them, but I still hate JRPGs.
I
what, there was a
go I ahead, no sorry. I just want to kind of make Nick play Final Fantasy VIII and see how far he can get in that.
No, I know I can't. I watched Jay play what's it called? What's it called? It was that big one that sold in Japan on the Xbox 360.
Oh, Lost Odyssey or Blue Dragon?
Yes, Lost Odyssey. I played part of or I watched Jay play it and I wanted to murder myself. He wandered
through. Murder yourself.
Nick, you've never played a Final Fantasy game?
I have my friend Josh Lessman, if he's listening to this, when I was in the sixth grade.
Well, don't give out his name now, everyone's going to rape him.
Oh, darn it.
He's as good as raped over here.
No, I played with him. We switched off Final Fantasy X when that came out. Mm-hmm. And then.
And you didn't like
it? I did not like it. And I had a friend who loaned me Final Fantasy VII when I bought my PS1, and I couldn't play it. I did not like it.
Really?
I don't like... the only game with like some sort of turn-based fighting that I like is Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. There's a great example of an RPG.
Yeah,
Pokemon
is
really fun because, again, you have a lot of control over your party and over what kind of Pokemon you raise and stuff.
And that
however, that's one of those games that nothing is changing. They're just
no, except for
more
making
Pokemon
me,
and
except
making
for
the graphics
making
better.
Me not know what the Pokemon are called anymore.
Yeah,
right.
But
so I mean,
if they
that,
were,
that may have started as a good, you know, it still is a good RPG, but it's doing the exact same thing that Final Fantasy is doing.
Here's how we can expand upon RPGs. We make a 3D Pokemon game. Or
that's an MMO.
Or yes, make an MMO of it. That would be the greatest thing ever.
No, I think they just need to do
no serious
never happen.
Game.
You're right.
Oh,
here's
man.
What they do.
No, but it should be called Pokemon Flicks, and you have to film Pokemon. It's a step.
Ooh.
And then
all
upload them on the internet on YouTube.
Make art films.
And if you film a Porygon, you get epilepsy and die.
Only if Pikachu's around and he uses all his electric attacks.
Here's what I want. Have you guys ever played those DVD menu games?
Like, yes.
Seen it?
Like a game that you put in your DVD player and you press the...
I actually made a DVD game and Chase has played it.
Well, I want that. The next Final Fantasy game is going to be completely pre-rendered, a DVD, well, a Blu-ray. Menu.
And it's going to use the PlayStation Move because it's so similar to a TV remote.
Yeah, exactly. You press it's
but the
be
thing
great.
Is you're not going to press any buttons. You're just going to wave your arms like, okay, I want to go
well
left.
No, that's too interactive. You press a button and you only have to press one button in the entire game, and then this is a 30 minute cutscene. You press a button and it's the exact same result, but
you have to hit the Move button.
That's what
so it's like Spirits
Within
2. Is that
what the center called?
What?
It's like Spirits Within 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
And, I mean, the last DVD menu...
Hey, there's a Final Fantasy that I liked.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that in theaters with my cousin. Wasn't allowed to at the time, but he took me anyway.
Nice. Now, see, watching Final Fantasy 13, I am just astounded that they don't even, like, try to make another movie. Because the technology is so good, and, you know, they may not be the best at storytelling. You know, that's arguable, but just...
Well, how well did Advent Children sell?
Not well.
Well, that's probably...
I mean, I don't think either of them...
Actually, I'm pretty sure Advent Children was at least pretty crazy because of the, like completely rabid Final Fantasy VII fanboyism.
You think?
That movie sucked.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it did better than
I mean, I know a lot of FF7 fanboys did not like it, but...
What was it exactly?
Guys, hold on. I just want to say...
Was it a sequel to 7?
Yeah, it was a sequel. No, it was terrible. I just want to say that I'm sorry for any comments I made earlier about DVD menu games. The last DVD menu game I played was for Disney's Dinosaur.
Oh yeah,
and how was it?
I played that one too.
It was subpar.
It was
and I just
want to
say maybe they have come a long way. You know, maybe Disney's The Kid had a better one. I just imagine Disney. I actually got one with Speed Racer when I bought it on Blu-ray. Haven't popped that one in yet. I'm gonna give it a try though.
Oh my goodness.
Awesome.
For you.
So, like, are Blu-ray games better than DVD games?
No, it's on DVD.
It's
still
a step
on DVD.
Up in graphics.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it came with a Blu-ray, but it's a DVD game. I'm like, whoa, 3 discs for Speed Racer? Why do you need 3 discs if you have a Blu-ray? And I'm like, oh, second disc is digital download. That makes sense. Oh, 3rd disc is a DVD game.
Yeah, who would ever...
Awesome.
Come on.
How many more Final
Fantasy?
Maybe
80 hours of special features.
Adam.
Which one will be the Final Fantasy?
Yes, which will be the final Final Fantasy. And will they call it Final Final Fantasy?
That'd be pretty sweet.
No,
Final Fantasy. No, see, what they'll do is they'll go up to maybe like, okay, Final Fantasy, say, 20. And then they'll start doing, okay, I think we're done with this series. Final Fantasy. But then people will be like, oh my god, Final Fantasy was so awesome. And Square Enix will be like, oh man, we could just cash in on this.
So
let's
then
make
we can
Final
do
Final
Fantasy
2.
Final
No, not yet.
They're
going
to go to
Final Fantasy 2.
They're going to go to 20, and then they're going to start releasing them yearly, like Madden.
Well, isn't
like,
it? Isn't
did you
it
get Final Fantasy 010? Yeah, man. Final Fantasy 011 is going to be even better, though.
Isn't Sakaguchi's new game
The Last Story? Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I don't know, kind of funny.
Yeah.
That guy is all about just, like, the, you know, the end.
Yeah.
Did anybody play Eternal Sonata? I thought that was pretty good.
Not yet.
I watched somebody play it.
Very JRPG.
Yeah, the graphics. I couldn't get past the art direction. It looks so stupid.
I liked the demo.
Really?
I liked
pretty.
The demo.
Everyone's a bunch of kids.
No, it just looks like
too colorful.
You
don't like the RPGs where all the characters look like little kids.
It looked like Baby's Party on the Wii. Can you customize your baby
Man,
in that
if
game?
If Baby's Party looked that good, I might consider playing it.
If you thought pets or horses or hamsters or cats or dogs was good, what do you get
I
Baby's
have a
Party?
Cows game.
When are they going to release Nintendo Babies?
You know, I'm surprised they haven't yet.
Wait, it would be Nintendo.
Pretty sure they do actually have that.
Nintendo Orphans.
The other day I was at some store. It may have been GameStop. And I heard somebody say I need to get Nintendo dogs for my boyfriend. And like
the boyfriend. Oh my god.
There's a lot wrong with that relationship.
I mean there's two things wrong with that statement.
Was it a gay guy?
No, I don't think so.
That would have made sense.
Anyway, final thoughts on RPGs.
All right, this is our Final Fantasies.
A wonderful genre.
RPGs.
How many RPGs are actually games in which you play multiple characters?
I would say these tend to be the Western ones.
Dragon Age, you play as multiple characters?
Yeah.
Okay, emails!
I guess we're doing emails then.
I Love Monkey says, I don't get it. If some of you don't like talking about things like Zelda timeline, even just for fun, then why are you on a Zelda themed podcast? Hello. It says Zelda in the title. Did you not notice? Jeez, who thought that babies whining would make a good podcast? Also, I think the Holocaust happened. Hold on. Also, I think the Holocaust happened, but I think the facts are exaggerated, much like the moon landing facts. Thanks for that. I love monkeys.
Who wrote us that email?
I love monkeys.
Yeah, the Holocaust happened, but it was beach day.
I love monkeys so much at gmail.com.
It wasn't what they said it was. The Holocaust was real, but Hitler organized a beach day for all the Jews.
Yeah,
some of them got sun poisoning and died.
Sun poisoning.
Who responded to this? Laura, was that you?
It was me.
Okay. Yeah. Just wondering.
Thanks for that. I love monkeys. That's a great email.
Let's see. Susie says, "Hello, I created an email address." What? I created an email address at wtpodcast@gmail.com.
I created an email address and wtpodcast.
Was the first email I found on the internet. Did you get my email? I don't know if this is working right. Hi, I'm new to email.
Susie. Email? Susie, you've reached the right place.
You don't need the email.
Congratulations.
You're safe.
I guess.
Feel at home. Look around. It's a good place. Feel free to explore. Thanks for writing us.
Stretch your gapers.
How about
Ryan?
Suggest some
Welcome
emails
to email.
For
Welcome to the internet.
Future email, pen pals.
Electronic mail.
Yeah. If
Ryan Aldridge writes us a very long email about the Zelda timeline.
Do not read
basically,
it all.
No,
we're not reading.
Don't read any of it.
It's all the information from the Zelda wiki timeline.
Was his name Ryan?
It's very good information.
It is good information, yeah.
What was
P.S.
his name?
I think that your podcast is great, and keep them coming. It's much better, in my opinion, than Zelda Universe.
Oh. Kablam!
I mean, that pretty much goes without saying at this point. We're actively... See, before we weren't... we weren't trying.
Matt!
And
it's
are we
like,
trying now?
Okay, here's the thing. It's like this.
Goodness, Matt,
we accidentally walked onto the track of the Special Olympics, and maybe the retards were a little faster than us before, but when we're trying to run faster than the retards, it's really easy because they don't know what they're doing.
That could be the worst analogy I've ever heard.
Oh my god.
It's the best analogy you've ever come up with.
So we accidentally walked onto the track.
No, wait. The people from Zelda Universe podcast are really nice people. And so,
and they definitely have a podcast.
They do have a podcast.
It goes without saying that they have a podcast,
yes.
And they are nice people.
That's implied.
And they are nice people. They are very nice people. A couple of them joined our board, and they are very nice.
Personally,
they didn't have anything bad to say about our podcast?
Yes, personally, not
and
for
we're
me.
Not perfect.
But I'm not saying that people wouldn't like it and shouldn't like it. They can. Matt might be saying that, but I'm not saying.
They have
that.
A lot of people that listen to their podcast. Actually, they do have a lot.
It's one of the classics. It's a classic. It's the Citizen Kane of podcasts.
But there's no competition because we've stopped talking about Zelda because people complained about us talking too much about Zelda, and now everybody's like, why aren't you talking about Zelda? So
well, I think we should talk about Zelda.
Okay.
And then everybody.
All right, guys.
Stop.
Zelda is nice.
Here's the Zelda news for today. Okay, this will be my little segment. Zelda news of the day. Okay.
All right.
My name is Kakino, and I live in Hyrule, and this is the Hyrule news of the day. Today, Stinky Butt Matt insulted the Zelda Universe podcast. Epic fail. Epona won the Kentucky Derby for being the fastest pony in all of Hyrule. Link is still out there fighting for good and not fighting for evil.
Hold on. I just want to interrupt. Was I the Stinky Butt?
Yeah, you're the stinky butt.
Oh, I was just wondering if it's Matt Dillon or...
No, it's you. It wasn't Matt Dillon.
You have to talk with a fake accent, Matt.
Okay. In other news, Laura has returned to the land of Hyrule to be on a podcast. I'm sick of this. I don't want to do this segment anymore.
Way too dumb. We should never do that again.
Okay,
that's
no,
I like that. That's one of my favorite
I was trying. I was trying to pander to the Zelda Universe fans. And just give them a little act mint.
It was a good attempt, but it was...
They do it a million times better than me. Because I think they probably write what they say.
Well, if you want that, go to them. All right.
There's like three.
iTunes!
There's two. Well, how many have multiple episodes? That's the question.
One.
Okay, Adam, go ahead and give her contact information.
Contact information... You can go to tinyurl.com/workingtitle or www.ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. Those are both take you to our forum. You can email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com. Our Twitter page is Zelda WT Podcast. And our Facebook page is Zelda Working Title Podcast.
Have we given out our gamer tags and stuff in a while?
Well, oh yeah, let's do that again. We haven't done that in a long time.
Okay, Laura.
Everybody go.
Okay, my PlayStation 3 gamer tag is Gippaloo. Gippaloo.
Okay.
That's it. I don't have a 360.
That Nick.
All right, my turn. My Xbox 360 gamer tag is Sir Stabs-a-Lot, all one word, spelled correctly. And my PSN account name is Tugboat, T-U-G-G-B-O-A-T, 1138. And then my Wii friend code is 153946789111312 3P. Find the number that looks most like a P, and that's it.
My Xbox One doesn't matter because I don't have an Xbox right now. My PS3 is mullet and then an underscore, so M-U-L-L-I-T-T underscore. M-U-L-L-I-T-T underscore. That's my PSN.
Did somebody have mullet without the underscore already?
Yes. I don't know who.
Aww. Somebody really? Somebody already has up. Tugboat, so I had to add numbers.
Huh. All right, Chase, you want to give out your stuff?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No one wants to play online with me. So
I do. I don't have yours. I'll take it.
It's Chizukun. Chizukun. That's only on Xbox. But
yeah, you can't enter that in on the Wii.
That is not on the Wii.
Oh yeah, my Wii friend code.
And I don't have PS Triple, so.
My Wii friend code is the same as my social security number, so I have that on a bus somewhere downtown. But it's all right. I'm protected, so.
You have LifeLock.
Huh? I have LifeLock, so just get it from the bus.
And everybody remember, if you add any of us on PlayStation 3 or...
Yeah, let us know.
A message saying where you're from. Yeah. I don't just add random people.
Say, I know Matt probably I listen to your podcast.
I actually send e-viruses to people who don't send me messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to let us know.
I send T-Riverses to them.
All right, my gamer tag and PSN, whatever it is.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Both of them are Suzukan, Sizukhan. So hit us up if you want to play.
It's crazy how nobody took that.
What, Suzukan?
Yeah, it's not crazy. I was kidding.
Yeah,
I was being sarcastic.
Right?
I
was scared. When I was first entering it in, I thought, oh, man, somebody has got to have this. I'm going to have to add some crazy numbers and underscores and asterisks.
I was scared when I was first entering it.
Frame it in X's, then just be like QT Pi 69.
No, it's got to be capital X, lowercase x, Suzukun, lowercase x, capital X.
Okay.
And then maybe some underscores on the outside.
All right, :, capital X, lowercase x, blunt smoker 420.
No,
lowercase x, capital x, :.
Nick, I already took that
one. I can guarantee
okay.
That's already taken.
Here we go. Okay, it goes uppercase x, lowercase x, and then spelled out uppercase x, lowercase x, and then back to the letters lowercase x, uppercase x.
Oh my God.
Don't the gamer tags have like a 25 character limit?
I don't think so. I think they got rid of that.
Really?
I just put my college thesis as my gamer tag.
Mine is you can find me on Xbox Live. You can find me as Jimmy James Cameron's Avatar is the greatest movie.
Oh yeah,
since
what did
Titanic.
You guys think about the Emmys or the Oscars?
What did you guys think about VMAs? I can't believe Avatar won best one ever.
I say
best album.
It was
Double
the first.
Avatar got
it snubbed. Was the first time the Academy didn't. I mean, there were some movies that weren't nominated that should have been nominated.
Moon.
Yes, Moon, for one. But out of all the nominees, I think they made the right choice.
How'd you guys like
The Hurt Locker?
The Hurt Locker winning over Avatar.
Very much. I was so Avatar. Happy. Because Avatar
I didn't know that she was James Cameron's wife until after. Yeah, right.
And they position them.
Did you guys see Ben Stiller dressing up like an Avatar?
No, I closed my eyes when they announced his name. And then I opened them after he was off the stage.
Yeah. Not because Nick doesn't like Ben Stiller. He just makes him physically ill, like the sight of him.
I start throwing up the moment I see
but
him.
But it's Widge, it's his favorite performer.
Yeah. Mystery Men is my favorite movie.
All right, we've gone so far off track.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Well, we were wrapping up.
Did you guys know?
I think that's
that
the
episode.
End.
Episode 24 was like 2.5 hours almost.
Yeah, that's why nobody listens to that one.
Yep.
That's
great.
Ridiculous.
You're missing some great stuff. Harps. Just think about harps.
Once you get to that part, you can just go to the end and listen to the bonus content.
Yeah. Email us about your favorite harps.
Favorite bonus content.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever.
Email
All
us
right.
some ideas for what we should talk
Love
about
you guys.
On the podcast.
Yeah, email us. Email us a lot of stuff. Thanks for listening to another.
Email us anything you want.
Oh, wait. We forgot to call Alex. Were we going to do that?
Nah, screw it.
No.
He's
no, call him. He wanted to say something.
No, screw it. We're already done. We're done.
All right,
I'm stopping
Sorry,
recording.
Sorry, Alex. All right.
Good night.
Goodbye, everybody. Thanks
Bye,
for
Bye, everybody.
See you
Thank
Bye,
you.
Bye, everybody.
Sorry, Zelda Universe.